We bless the name
of Jesus.
Thank you for all that you have pushed out today. Thank you for all you have used for us. Thank you for what has entered into every one of us. Because we believe those seeds will germinate in our lives.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, once again, as you keep helping us to press further in this meeting, your name alone will be glorified.
Amen.
Holy Spirit, we ask that you help us.
Yes.
Grant us perfect understanding.
Amen.
Blessed be thy holy name.
Amen.
For hearing us.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
The first thing I will be dealing with is that there are two things. I'll deal with the first principle of greatness and the price for greatness. The first principle of greatness and the price for greatness. Everything has a price. And without the price, there will be no price. Nothing is expensive. It is you who cannot afford it. Nothing is expensive. It is you who cannot afford it. Experience started speaking. Hallelujah. And no one is poor. We only have untrained, worthy people. If you are trained to be worthy, you will not be poor. So there is no poor people. Thank God you are here today for this training. Hallelujah. Let's go to our text. Let me just speak two things there, then we begin to go ahead. Away Luke chapter 1. I'm going straight to verse 15, where the team came out. Talks about the John the Baptist. And that of Jesus. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink no wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb. Verse 32 said of Jesus. Luke 1:32, thank you. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. Now, the first principle of greatness I will be drawing out is in verse 17. I'll be drawing out there. The first one. That we press for that. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. The first principle of greatness is to discover the reason why you are existing and to do it. Discover the reason why God created you. Then, do it. The assignment of this man was spelled out before he was born. Likewise, the assignment of every one of us has been spelled out before we were born. Am I communicating? Find out your gifts. Find out your talents. Find out your calling. Then give it all it takes. The reason is because the purpose of which you are born is a vision that God works in within you. It is your duty to work the vision out. God work the vision in into you and put it there. It is your duty to work that vision out. Are you hearing me now? You know, we have a lot of illusion today called vision. What God called you to do, if you really understand it, you won't look sideways. Irrespective of what is happening. around you. The assignment of this man was spelled out. Then something happened. I believe that his father will have told, this is the reason why you were born, because God told his father. Huh? Why do I know that God told his father? When the Holy Ghost came upon his father in verse 76. Something happened in 76. Go there quickly. Verse 76. And thou, Shai, shall be called the prophet of the highest. For thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his way. Is this similar to what we read in 17? Yes. You know, the father, when the issue of this man, that day that the angel pronounced what will happen, the father doubted and became dumb. Abi? Uh-huh. Now, after this experience, the day they were doing his naming, the tongue of the father was loose, and the Spirit of God came upon him and began to prophesy. Now, having discovered the reason why you were here on earth, then the next thing is the price to pay to bring it to fulfillment. Verse 18, the price. And the child grew and was strong in spirit, and was in the desert till the day of his showing unto Israel. This man invested 30 good years in preparation for less than 6 months' vision. 30 years. 30 good years. He was in the desert, in solitude, hiding himself, preparing to bring forth what God has placed in him. There is no greatness anywhere without discovering God's purpose for your life. Don't let any devil deceive you. You see the way they have spoken. Are you hearing me now? I mean, if you are hearing me, let me see your hands up there. Wave your hands to them. When you are doing a job, you will earn a living. But when you are doing the work that God designed for your life, you will make a fortune. Now, let's not come home now. Having discovered the purpose of God for your life, the next thing is that you must discover the greatest wealth in the world. And that's the next place I'm going. That's where I want to dwell on. Because our brethren, they have spoken a lot. So let me all go to that side. The greatest wealth in the universe on earth today is not crude oil. It's not gold. It's not to become a president of a nation. The greatest wealth in the universe today is time. Is the wealth of time. Say time. Say time. And God was so gracious to the point that he gave to everyone equally. Nobody had 25 hours in a day. Nobody had 23 hours in a day. Everyone got distributed to everyone equally. Then, your greatness is hidden in what you do with your time. Your greatness is hidden in what you do with your time today. Time is life, and life is predictable. If I see what you are doing with your time today, I don't need any prophet to tell me, I will tell you your tomorrow. Am I communicating? Oh, you are not with me again. You know, some of you think that you say you don't have money. Our sister says, and say, it's not money. Actually, the greatest and the greatest and the best investment on earth is time. Because money is a product of time. Hello? Money is a product of time. Is that true? Somebody invested maybe 5 years in the university to study engineering. Then the 6 years went for service. Then the now offering a job is sending 500,000. A job. Is it the money is sending? Is it not a product of the 6 years they have invested? And you know, before that 6 years, he invested 6 years in secondary school. He invested 6 years in primary school. Everything you see in the world today, they are all product of time, including you. It took 9 months of divine incubation for you to become a person and come out. So everything, they are all product of time. If you want to attain greatness, you must learn how to invest your time in adding value to your life. That's the truth. Huh? Are we together? Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15. For us not to be a fool, foolish people. Hey, no, don't walk like fools again. Let's read from 14, please. Ephesians 5 from verse 14, quickly, my friend. Thank you. Wherefore he said, awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, for the days are evil. Buying time. Redeem me, you are buying. Let me tell you the truth, and I will share some life experience with you. Let me tell you the truth. Every one of us, at the initial stage of our life, of our existing, we are wasters of time. Yes, that's the truth. We are the correct waster of time. A spender of time. Do you understand my point? Why time is the greatest resource on earth is because once you go, you can't get it again. Is that true? Can't get it again. Now, you say, don't work as a fool, as a wise person. Redeeming the time. Because the days are evil. That's serious to me. That changed my life. Fine. When I go into ministry, I received the call of God at the age of 32. And I sat down. I sat down. I looked to the biography of others. When do they start? Some started 27. Some started at 22 and all of this. Okay. For me to meet up with them, if they work 8 hours per day, I work 16 hours per day. So then, in the next 5-7 years, I catch up with them. That's like my mates who are 12 years ahead of me. They started before me. Today, we are not even matched. Something has happened. If you don't understand this, forget greatness. After a day before yesterday, I worked 20 hours. When I calculate 20 hours, I have to force myself to lie down. Am I communicating? Nothing good comes to you. See, nothing of what can come to life without quality time. See, I love this meeting. The message may be for one person. One sister was saying that, there are a lot of things that influence us. When we are in schools, friends and all those things that influence you negatively, they have already wasted your time. Now, he says, buy the time, buying, redeeming me, buying. Those times that you have wasted, please, buy it. Don't continue wasting it again. The greatest, the first and the greatest investment here on earth is time. Money is a product of time. How many of you believe that?
Yeah.
What is the difference between the gate man in the bank, the security, and the manager? Who do the physical hard labor? How much do they pay them? Now, which work is manager doing? Mental work. And without the mental work, your physical work have no sense. I know I just see people today, when you get to some bosses, see young boys, they will sit down from morning to night. Some are playing draft, Ludo. And Ludo is doing your life. And you keep doing it. No, sorry. Leave it for now. Everything that wastes your life, today, they are ending here. In the name of the Lord Jesus. That's what I have to tell you. Actually, she's the one that provoked this meeting. Really, she's not the talking type. She said, what about the youth meeting? I said, because he will not begin to invest on the youth. Whatever we are building, they are the ones to destroy it. See, you are, in fact, Nigeria is actually waiting for you. I didn't hear amen. Do you think that God will raise deliverance from abroad? No. Give me 2 Kings chapter 21 verse 1 and chapter 22 verse 1. We are dealing with a man. He provoked the meeting. He said, what about the youth meeting? It should not come again. And today we saw it. You see the way you disturb me, you. To him now, he wants me to be preaching every day. Every day, just think. So let God be sending it out. Then thank God for that. God will give us strength. I say God will give us strength. Amen. Are we in 2 Kings chapter 21 verse 1? Manasseh was 12 years old. 12 years. When he began to reign. 12 years as a king. In this time, I don't think any 12 years are here. 12 years, a king of a nation. Some of you are 30, you don't even know where you are going. Today, that disease is going away from you. 12 years! You mean 12 years? I read it again. The Holy Ghost cannot lie. 12 years! And some of you, when you finish second, say, you are still eating your father's food. You graduate, you sit down there. You don't know what you are doing. Sorry, this meeting is to provoke you to action. You may not like me today, but you will thank me tomorrow. Yeah, if you take the action. How many years, sir? 12! I say, at what generation? Far, far, far. If somebody become a king at the age of 12 years, now I think 2 years we should become. Chapter 22, verse 1. I don't know. Because the way some of you are saying, there are a lot of things that have been said. Thank God for his life. I did thank God. I keep telling people again. Of his caliber, will not submit. It's very hard. Very, very hard. Very, very. But thank God, we are working. We'll be working like that. No. You see what he share with you? That's what I do. What do you say you are? Anywhere we went to preach, I will, please, you just give us some time. You see this young man? There's something to offer. If he doesn't offer, is that my business again? I've left him there. That day I carry my coke, I run. What do you see? It's not my problem. See what you used to see. Abi? And today, that day was so and so. The same period we went to another place to preach. I said, okay, Oga, I'm not sincere. They gave me a slot. After I finished his own, they gave me mine, and I have to do my own. When I finished, by the grace of God, he ran to me. He says, sir, there's something that God showed him. God show you something? You mean it? He said, yes, it's okay. I ran to the man. The man has already collected the microphone. I said, please, sir, help me. There's a message. I didn't say, tell me the thing. Let me say it. That's not my business. Abide by your... Abide by... If you come and meet me now to show you, is it this person for me to marry or this person? I will tell you, you don't get sense. Can't you think? But if we go to him, he may tell you. Me, I don't have that kind of time. That is not my... But to preach your interest, we started speaking. You will hear it. I love that. I just think. Abide by your calling. So some of you say, they don't give me chance. They don't give me opportunity. Mm-mm. There is a level that your service will get to. Opportunity will look for you. There is no weird inviting. It says it's not in time. We are going together. Let's go there. Even if it is 5 minutes, do what God will help you to do. At a certain time, I say, sir, what am I going to say? Say what the Holy Ghost tell you to say. Don't ask me questions. What are you saying? And he's saying it. And that day, the message hit. It was for a man of God. The man came and prostrated. I said, hey. Today, they are still communicating. Why? A message. A what? A message. And anytime he deliver any message that I didn't see wisdom there, after the meeting, in case of another time, you will have used wisdom like this. So, thank you, sir. Finish. We know some of you thought that somebody will pocket you. Friends, what God has given to me is so vast. I'm even praying that God will help me to release them. Why should I pocket another person? For what reason? Any leader that wants to pocket the follower is not from God. A leader that is of God should encourage the follower. Am I communicating? Give me 22 verse 1 quickly. Go somewhere now. I don't close my Bible because there are issues now. Josiah was 8 years old. 80, not 80. When he began to reign, 8 years. Right? How old are you? It's a question you must answer today. You know when Jacob got to Egypt, he was lean. And Pharaoh, you know, he's a capitalist. He know that this man is no longer productive. He said, how old are you? You know, he's already of age. Instead of going straight to the point, this is how he say, in my father pregame, is this in my job? No! How old? When a man is not as any greatness, he will be giving excuses. Stop excuses, get into working. Am I communicating? Oh, you are not answering me. Please, I beg in the name of the Lord Jesus. We are here to encourage you and to steer you up so that what is in you will come out. We play too much. I tell you. No, we play too much. I don't do that. When this boy was to start school in those days, you remember? They said, oh, the boy needs to start from play class. I said, no. A child cannot be playing and I will be paying. It's not possible. I don't pay for play. Start in playing class. The boy will be playing and I will be paying. I said, we don't do that in my house. And there is no madman in my family. We don't do nonsense there. Except we start from nursery, play nursery. Play camp, babu. I reject that. Do you understand the point? Eh? Because when I started primary school in those days, I do hand like this. Hmm? When you do like this, your hand reaches more. Some people are doing it like those who experience it. Mommy, you experience it? Eh? I'm not a product of nursery school, and my life is not bastardized. So irrespective of what you are passed through, today is the beginning of the beginning in your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, this matter we are dealing with, for you to really attain greatness, you must learn the principle of time conversion. Because that is the greatest word you will ever heard, or learn, you ever learn. Conversion. Convert every meaning to something. Convert every meaning to something. Let me tell you this. Despite the fact that God called you and showed you what to do, if you don't convert your time, you will not become expert there. A time came in my life listening to the, I don't even know how many chapters that Sam have. 150 chapters. The longest one I have, 176 verses of it. For a whole year, sir. Every Monday, no food until I finish Sam. I did it 52 times in 1 year. If I did that from Psalm 1 verse 1 until I read Psalm 150 verse 6, I read it to the point that where the food come out there, as me master me. When I handle a piece to, where they say the epistle, the Paul, I used to read it one day. Am I communicating? Because I cannot do other things than this, but I must become the best there. That's the reason why God called you. I will sit down for 17 hours. 17. Every Monday, 17. Devouring, digesting, eating and drinking the word of God alone. Anything happening to me today is not by accident. It's not accident, sir. You want to be great? There is a prize, though. John the Baptist was where? In the desert. What is the meaning of until God gave you approval? And if you are in the desert without time conversion, you remain there. Please wake up. Do what? You are not. I say do what? Wake up. Now listen. In what way? In solitude. in solitude, in partition, we meet you there. Time, the principle of what? Time, conversion. How many of you agree with what I'm saying? Please, let me read it for you. Eh? Ecclesiastes chapter 1. Let's read from chapter 3 from verse 1. You'll see what it says. The wisest man who ever lived in the whole Testament said it. To everything, there is season and a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time. All of you see it, verse 8. Now, do you know why I don't celebrate birthday? Okay? He said, teach us to number our days, that we may apply our heart unto wisdom. Excuse me. You don't want somebody that should celebrate birthday if there is no product you have produced. Whether you like it or not. This is EPP hoodie. No, it doesn't make sense. Show people your product that you have produced. Then, you can. Is the product that we will celebrate your birthday? Don't misunderstand me. You can continue with your birthday. But I want you to know, he said, teach us to number our day, that we may apply our heart to. What kind of wisdom? So that we may apply our heart to time conversion. What have I converted my time to for the past 40 years? What have I done with my life? Do you hear what I'm saying now? Eh? I went to Psalm 90 verse 12. Went to Abuja one day. Went for a meeting. And the Holy Ghost came down. The wall was just rolling. After the thing, one man, he was just being like, is this man alright? He came and met me later. I said, okay, how did this thing come about? I said, if I explain, you will not believe it. But anything can happen if you know how to convert your time. You can get to any level in hand. Time. Say time. Say again, time. Say it again, time. So teach us to number our days that we may apply our heart unto wisdom. What is that wisdom? Do not walk as fools, but walk as wise. Redeeming the time, for the days are evil. Stop begging. You are not created by God to be a beggar. If you see anybody that have money, ask the person, teach me how to get money. Sorry, it may be offensive, but that's the truth. Huh? Jesus didn't say, follow me, I will give you. He said, follow me, I will what? I will make you. And when they were made, what happened? Those things were just. Now I said it the other time. I said, sources. I'll come again. Greatness is what you attract by the person you become. Greatness is what you attract by the person you become. And if you have not built a product that doesn't sleep, you don't deserve to sleep. You don't hear me? If you have not built a system or a product that doesn't sleep, you don't deserve to sleep. John the Baptist was in the wilderness, converting time into product of value. And when the time came, he came out. They say, oh, everyone wrong to come and hear him. What draw them? What pull the attraction? Conversion. 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 Say conversion. That's the greatest war you will ever learn in your life. Jesus converted the word of God to life. Converted it to healing, to deliverance, to signs, to wonders, to wisdom, to understanding. Anywhere he went, things were happening. Why? and the world became conversion. May God deliver us from religion. When conversion starts, then religion will stop. Do you understand the point? May I tell you again and again? You are the one that Nigeria is actually waiting for, whether you like it or not. That is why whenever a child is born, people rejoice. But the child crying. Cry, Abi. People are rejoicing. Oh, a new child, a newborn baby has come. Hey, congratulations. But you know that child do like this. The two hands. Don't know the meaning of crying. I have come with something. I have come with something. I have come with something. And people are rejoicing. Oh, someone that will deliver has actually come. And when an old man is dying, what happened? People didn't rejoice. They cry. And he do like this. What I came with, I don't drop amber. I know they go with it again. Learn lesson. Someone is saying this meeting, after this meeting, you will emerge. But it takes hard work. Say hard work. And hard work. Read anything readable concerning the purpose of God for your life. Read them. Time conversion. You see the way he's talking? I'm so happy. See. Are you ready to hear more? Because I want to leave you here so that they will pray. But I feel there's something that needs to happen. You see, how many years was Jesus when he started ministry? 30 years. What do you think he was doing? At the age of 12, where do you meet him? He fasted for 3 days and 3 nights, listening. At the age of, he was busy asking questions. He organized a compulsive fast for himself and listening for himself. What a wisdom. Luke chapter 2. Give up verse 40. Then verse 46 and 7. Quickly. This was projecting is very wonderful today. What happened? In Luke chapter 2, verse 40, something happened. And 46 to 47, something happened. So when you are now 20 years, 15 years, 14 years, wake up for devotion. Actually, you are wasting away already. Nobody should be waking you up at that age.
Luke chapter 2, verse 14. And the child grew.
And the child grew.
And was strong in spirit.
And was strong in spirit.
Filled with wisdom. And the grace of God was upon him.
Are you seeing now? Do you hear it? The next verse.
And when he was 12 years old.
When he was how many years? 12.
They went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast.
He went with his parents to a meeting like this. Get to 46, please.
And it came to pass that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers.
The doctors that heard him, they were amazed at his understanding
and answers.
At what age? May I ask you a question again? How old are you? If we are talking now anywhere, is there anyone that will be amazed? He just has to become a man and do what we can do. Is that true? Because if we look at the prophecy of his birth, it was clearly stated that he has to eat something to become something. Do you notice it?
No, I pray that God will give us understanding. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14 and 15. There are things that you need to just wake up today. You must have a project that you are working on. You must, it's a must, if you want to become anything reasonable. Isaiah 7 from verse 14.
Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Butter and honey shall he eat.
Can you see now? Butter, what is butter and honey? My word shall he eat.
That he may know to refuse the evil
and to choose,
and choose the good.
Can you see now? So, you see, if you don't understand the system, you can't get anything out of the system. Nigeria is not hard. The world at large is not. It's because we have hard people that have nothing to offer. We need to wake up. I tell you the truth. May I tell you, your English is not your problem. Where you are now is not your problem. Your problem is inability to design what you should do and to do them. Now listen to this. He was in the wilderness. Doing what? Converting his time into adding value to himself. Because you cannot add value to others the value you have not added to yourself. That's the first thing you have to learn. Now, attaining greatness. Greatness is an attainment, but with the price, with the currency of time. You bought greatness with what? The currency of time. Currency of greatness is an attainment, but that you bought with the currency of time. Say time. Time is bigger than dollars. It's bigger than, if any other currency you can find in this world, they are all product of time. Learn it. I have to go and greet my friend. I'm going for Yao. I'm seeing Esther. I'm seeing Deborah. Excuse me. At what age are you sleeping in the afternoon? There was a time MTN brought something. Extra cool. I say it's extra key. Extra killing. Why wouldn't they allow you to use that extra cool in the afternoon? So when you are used all your time in the night to make useless call, in the daytime, when you're supposed to be working, you'll be sleeping. What a disaster. Some of you now is still shouting. I see some people like this. I say, look, is that a generation that God wants to hand over to? Some of you now, if they ask you now, what is Nigeria constitution? You cannot even state one. If I want to shock you now, say, all of you stand up and sing like national anthem, you will be shocked. I won't say that, don't be afraid. I'm dealing with the matter. Wave your hands to the Lord. No, you are wonderful people. We need to tell you, what we are doing is that we are not adding any value to you. We are actually waking up the value of God in you to come up. Do you understand the point? And I pray after this meeting, your story will change. Greatness is the quality of time you were able to convert to adding value to your life. Greatness is the quality of time you are able to convert in cultivating your land of promise. Greatness. Say greatness. It's a big thing. Everyone wants to be great. But the way to be great, the manner, the method, the trend is what we lack. That's why we have to show you this. Time. Say time. Spirituality is purchased with time. Is that true? Yes. Let's say for this time. If we read only 3 hours in a day, just 3 hours, by the end of the month, 30 days, you already have 90 hours of study on a particular issue. What happened to you? Something is already happening. But when you saw what to read, I said, some say the day they finish school, they drop pen, they drop paper. Bye-bye to study. Listen to me. Listen to me. Education hang, school hang, but learning never hang. The best way to learn is for you to desire learning. Be and become an information hunter. Keep hunting for the information that will better your life. By now, I'm already living 20 years above. I'm not living. The next 20 years of my life, I've finished the preparation. I'm not living. It's from 21 now. There are things that are fast. You need to get up. If you are called to sing, being the best. But for you to be the best singer, you know how many nights you have to stay in practice? Is that true? You have to speak in tongues for several hours to receive. Then when you are now received, it's spiritual. So it is your duty to convert the spiritual into physical. That's where the work is. That's why when I see something, they say, the meeting is wonderful, people fall down. After falling down, when you wake up, what do you go back home with? Nonsense. Huh? That's where the object or the subject of it coming. Faith is God's ability to look at the visible. In order to see the invisible and bring the invisible into physical reality. That's faith. I have faith, What is your product? He says, show me your faith and I'll show you my work. Every blessing that God blesses on, they are spiritual. It is your duty to convert them to physical. Am I communicating, please? Is there anyone writing up this morning? Is there anything triggering in your heart now that's ready to explode? Because ability needs responsibility to reveal himself. Any ability of God in you needs responsibility to come out. Walk, say walk. I see some pastor, they will be sleeping in the afternoon across their leg like this. What are you going to tell your congregation? Watching television? Except you are, I want to listen to a message on TV. I don't watch TV. Do you know why? I can't be watching people and I'll be roasting away. It doesn't make sense to me. I'm sorry, the Bible is truth. You see some pastor, they cross their leg for 3 hours watching television. Is that the story of television you tell your people? Since the day Jesus entered into ministry, when he finished preaching, he wait, he come, he deliver, he goes. But today, what do we say? I want to operate in power. Excuse me. Power doesn't come like that. Power comes to you when you are prayer, Abi. And the power that God delivers into you when you are prayer can only be released when you go and preach. You pray to receive power, you preach to release the power. But you are not hearing me. Some of you have 1,001 inspiration within you, but you have not backed anyone. It doesn't make sense. It does not make sense. We have three categories of poor people in the world today. Three categories. The first set of poor people is that the people doesn't have idea at all. They have no idea of what to do. They are the first set of poor people. The second set of poor people are the people who even refuse to see for idea. Then the poorest of all are the people who have idea, but they refuse to convert it. They have, but they never give back to it. Don't you know how many short services you have attended? What were you able to convert it to? Don't let any devil deceive me. I'm not a religious person, you know. But we need to face reality. Are they how we are? Huh? A man of greatness will laugh at trouble. When he sees problem, he's happy. Because he knows that as he looks at the problem, he sees solution behind. I don't know how everything just anyway, you know, we are looking for. No. Today will be the least we ever be. Oh my God. I say today will be the least you ever be. Amen. I say today will be the least you ever be. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. You take work. 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 And this work will limit to three types of work that exist. The first one is spiritual work. Huh? You come to receive from God. That's spiritual work. The second type of work is mental work. While the last one is the physical work. What I'm doing now is physical work. Which is the least? The point of delivery is physical. Is the least. The mental work is the highest. That's where process will take place. What God show you, what God tell you, you have to convert it, and until it becomes a vision in your mind, you can't release it. Do you understand now? Until it becomes what? A picture in your mind. You cannot deliver it. Until the idea that God show you become a picture in your mind, you cannot deliver it physically. Do you have any reason not to be great now? Every child of God has the seed of greatness of the Almighty within you. So don't blame anybody. Eh? Say time again. And the best way to convert your time to a product of value is through work. You work. Working. Why is this thing like this? What am I going to do to get out of this? How am I going to do it? Why am I going to do it? Why should I do it? All these things begin to come. But you are doing one thing the same way for 100 years and you are expecting another result. It's not possible. Now the same result you're going to get. Are you blessed? What is the price for greatness? Time conversion. Say time conversion. I want you to, you know, when you are going, you collect the video, you collect the audio, you go and listen to it. You are not poor. You are only an untrained, worthy person. Glory to God. I say glory to God. Eh? Now, will he go to the question and answer session so that you can ask your question? Because some have confronted me, they say, what do I do? How do I discover my purpose in life? All of you will hear it today. Do you understand the point now? Eh? Because why you need to do those work is that whatever God say, you can only become it by complete and a strong mental work. The unfortunate thing to the many deceive themselves. Many do what? In our commission here, if we don't see in a meeting, we don't get offended. You know, it's an interdenominational thing. We know that you are busy somewhere. The reason is because going to church every day is not the key. Hello? Going to church every day is not what? The key. What we received last week, if we decide to go to library or laboratory to go and begin to experiment it in order to bat it to physical, it's not a sin. But today, we have many Christians who have a lot of activity without productivity and they keep jubilating on uselessness. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Some of you go to church every day of the week. The problem is that people don't want to see you're going to church. They want to see what you bring that can help them. Hello? Jesus said, you are the light of the world. He said, but let your light so shine before men that they may see your good products. And when they see your good products, they will give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Come to church today. It's good. But don't go to where they waste your life. Anyone that wastes your time, wastes your life. Yes. You don't tell me that meeting is 2 hours and you say 2.5 hours. You say, the Holy Spirit is moving. Who moved before you say the meeting is 2 hours in the first place? Why are we deceiving ourselves, wasting people's precious time? So meeting in 3 hours, 4 hours, they are finishing 3 services. And you are seeing in one. And that one, you have not, you come back, nothing to show for it. Stop that. Don't let it just kill your life. Let me tell you, God will not ask you, how many church programs do you attend? God will ask you, what do you do with the gift I gave you? Worship service, prayer service, fasting service, and all of this. I've never seen a country that fasts like Nigeria. Every January is now a religious rite. The question is that what do you bring out of it? When Moses went to the mountain, he came with 10 commandments. And the design of the temple. When Noah went to the mountain, he came with the design of the boat. And he came and built it. When Jesus went to the mountain, he came back with something. Friends, your January fasting this year, what do you come with it? Stop this nonsense. Stop it. Or else it will stop you. Hello? Do I attend services? Yes. But you don't dare waste my time. I program my life every week. Hello? You are not answering me again. Because I'm hitting something that I'm not supposed to hit, Abby. These are part of what, you know, you pray. Whatever will make me not to attend, let it be pulled out. That's why God has started pulling down now. They are not even smiling. Because you have been indoctrinated to religion. Abby? Please, religion is a killer. Religion is what? It's a killer. Many of you are investors. Yes, you never discover that. Somebody is supposed to be in laboratory because he can speak grammar. They say, okay, now we are ordained you as a pastor. Who tell you so? Go back to your lab and do research that we help people. So there are things that I don't want to. No. How many of you are still with me here? Don't be offended. I'm just telling you the truth. I'm telling you what? The truth. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. I mean, who will come another day? Do you know one thing with this message? Your heart now. Eh? Even though if you run to US, you will still hear the voice. You may sleep in the night. You see the head. This man has come again. That is it. Because it's from the heart. Something is out. Lift up your hands and say, thank you, Lord Jesus. I receive grace to maximize and to convert the greatest word which God has given unto me, the worth of time. I refuse from today to be a time waster. I refuse from today to be a time spender. But I receive grace to be a time investor. In the name of the Lord Jesus. My time is off. We have three categories of people. The time waster. The time spender. And the time investor. Which group do you belong? In this game of life, you know we are in the stadium of life. And we play game. Only 22 play. But thousands watch. Are you a player or you are a watcher? Eh? You know, watcher always, there are too many. Sometimes they will match them before they enter the stadium. But the replayer, they ask a correct road. They line up. And when they finish playing, they wave you because you have paid them. Some of you even fight with your friend when you are watching them. You pay, you fight, you gain nothing. Those people, they honor them. And each match they play, there is the money for you. Each match you watch, is there any money? Why do you keep watching what you are not paying for? I see God lifting you up. I say, I see God lifting you up. I say, I see God lifting you up. In the name of Jesus.